This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Gellums. PJ Hrabowski is apparently in the Halloween spirit this October. Last week, she featured the soundtrack to King Kong on Film Score Friday. Tomorrow, music inspired by another classic monster, the one created by Dr. Frankenstein, will be included in this week's Film Score Friday. PJ says the music heard in the 1935 horror classic The Bride of Frankenstein was composed by a young Franz Waxman. Waxman had just moved to the United States in the 1930s.
And was commissioned immediately to write the score for Bride of Frankenstein. So he hadn't done a lot of writing. And he was commissioned by director James Whale, who had heard his score for Lilium and said, I want this guy. And, well, he ended up receiving 12 Academy Award nominations. He won in consecutive years for Sunset Boulevard and A Place in the Sun. He also wrote some film scores for Alfred Hitchcock. So he joined that group with Bernard Herrmann and Dmitri Tomkin. And he wrote the scores for Rebecca, Suspicion, The Paradigm Case, and Rear Window. The Bride of Frankenstein is actually closer to Mary Shelley's conception than any other Frankenstein film. And like the novel, it has stood the test of time as a classic, Kyle.
It actually opens with Mary Shelley writing Frankenstein.
Right.
I mean, it's a little prologue, but it kind of opens with that.
And did you know that the character, the woman who plays Mary Shelley, is also the Bride of Frankenstein in the movie?
Yes.
Okay. Well, by 1935, Universal Pictures had ensured a legacy by founding a dynasty of horror films that have since entered the realm of popular mythology. You had Dracula and mm-hmm. Frankenstein, both in 1931.
Right.
The Mummy in 1932.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah, yep. Even The Invisible Man.
Right.
Now, these movies were all huge box office draws. Well, the word was already out in 1933 that a Frankenstein sequel was going to be released very soon, and it didn't happen until 1935. In fact, it wasn't until 1934 that James Whale, the director of the original Frankenstein in 31, actually turned his attention to a sequel. Following the previews, the film was re-edited, scenes were trimmed, subplots tightened, and even an additional scene was included that wasn't even in the original script. Now, the biggest news was the decision to add a happy ending by allowing Frankenstein and Elizabeth to escape from the exploding tower.
And we should point out, when we say Frankenstein, we mean the doctor, not
right.
the monster.
Right. Now, film studios often used a piano or an organ back in the 30s to double instruments to make the orchestra sound larger than it was. Now, The Bride of Frankenstein uses the organ to achieve very specific sound coloring. In the recreation score, a synthesizer was used in several places, at least the score that we have here with the Westminster Philharmonic, which is probably the best score out there right now, or the complete score. Waxman's score provided a sophistication that was out of the ordinary in its time by a majority of film scores. The score actually became a staple of Universal's music library and was reused for years in serials,
really?
Westerns, yep, B-movies. Do you remember the old serial Flash Gordon?
Well, I've never seen it, but of course I know about it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's hilarious. You have Ming the Merciless with this mm-hmm. huge collar, and the spaceship looks like it's hanging on wires and just kind of tipping back and forth, and you hear this wah, 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 wah in the background for the spaceship. Well, anyway, a lot of the Bride of Frankenstein music was used in those scores. Now, if you're looking for light motifs in this film, most of them were used for the bride. You know, we talked about King Kong last week, the three notes that would identify the main character.
Right.
And in Kong, you know, they were very dark and disturbing. When you hear the bride, it's hard not to think of Bally High from South Pacific.
Thank you.
In the music titled Monster Entrance, Waxman draws attention to the loneliness and isolation of Frankenstein's creation, his monster. In the Village Chase, you hear what I would describe as Beethoven meets Dukas, very, very classical. And then you move into this comical, quirky music in the bottle sequence.
If you haven't seen the movie, there's no real good way to describe this, but there are experimentations which have created these small people who are kept in bottles.
Right. Yeah. And
it's a very bizarre scene.
It really is, but if you listen to the entire score, you're going, I mean, so much of it is not scary at all. And, right. You know, the movie was kind of quirky, and there were a lot of funny things about it. The movie shot in 56 days. Cost between $300,000 and $400,000, and The Bride of Frankenstein, Kyle, is an undisputed high point in the 1930s horror cycle. It has rightfully taken its place not just alongside the great horror movies, but with the great American films of all time.
Absolutely, and it's groundbreaking. Soundtrack part of Film Score Friday. What else tomorrow?
Well, we're going to hear music from The Mission, mm-hmm. also Appaloosa. We talked about Jeff Beal last week,
right?
And he also wrote that film score. Mysterious Island, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, Dark Victory with Betty Davis. Mm-hmm. Thought I'd throw in a Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End, and The right. Kite Runner.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a great movie.
It is. That is tomorrow from 10 until noon on KUAF. PJ, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kyle.